If you talk to anyone in agriculture in South Africa, they will tell you that their attention now is starting to shift to the new season. The new season is the 2025-26 production season for all of the major crops, grains, oilseeds, vegetables, you name it. But of course, for the major staple grains in South Africa, that is maize, soybeans, sunflower, the season starts for all of those from mid-October onwards in the eastern regions of South Africa. And if you think about the western regions of South Africa, the season will start from around mid-November onwards. But while we are waiting for that, and I must say that the prospects for that new season are looking pretty much positive. We are expecting that we may have another season of a La Nina, which of course then in the case of South Africa, a La Nina typically brings above normal rainfall. The season that we are ending, the 2024-25 production season, was one of those that brought the La Nina rains, which is why we had a decent harvest. But of course, the downside of the season that we are closing is the fact that the rains were late by roughly a month and a half, which is why when you look at the harvest, we actually were harvesting for much more prolonged period than usual. And that was one of the challenges, since the rains were late by a month and a half or so, but also it rained for much longer, much more extended period than it typically would. I mean, we saw times where we were still getting rain up until the end of April. That is unusual. And of course, it had its own challenges. It brought worries about the quality of the crop. You may have heard us in various platforms talking about the white maize quality issue in South Africa. But that's just the downside. But the overall nature of what the season was like, one can say we had one of the excellent seasons. And we had one of the excellent seasons, not just in terms of grains and the oil seeds, such as maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, dry beans, and the likes. But we also had an excellent season in terms of fruits, vegetables. And as always, in South Africa, when you think about fruits and vegetables, that is 100% under irrigation. But of course, when it's a rainy season, it does mean that the dams are in healthy conditions. The folks are able to irrigate fairly well. But also they're not irrigating perhaps maybe in a high frequency as they would, because there are days where it's just raining and that is beneficial. But when it comes to grains and the oilseeds, majority of South Africa's production is actually rain-fed, which is dry land. I think it's about only 10% or so that is under irrigation. So we depended on rainfall. So if we have a good season, you always know that it is because of the good rain. So for the upcoming season, the view is that we will actually be looking to have a pretty much good summer season. And there's a couple of institutions that are saying that, because at the end of September, the South African Weather Service has signaled that we are probably looking to have a weak La Nina. So it doesn't matter if it's a strong or weak La Nina. The point is that if we are in a La Nina period, that is a time that brings, you know, above normal rainfall in South Africa. Because we have gotten used to these La Ninas to the extent that I sometimes worry that when the weather forecasters are telling us that we'll have a normal season, people worry that, oh, a normal season. But the normal season is actually means that you get the average rains. And if the previous seasons were La Nina, that also implies that the soil moisture is pretty much healthy. So that's not something really to worry about. But of course, we are now looking to have a La Nina. It will be a weak one, but it will still be above average rainfall, which is good for the South African agricultural sector. So that's what we are looking to have at this time. And that's what South African Weather Service was saying. But also the international folks, I mean, the Earth Institute at Columbia University, which are the folks that we've been following for years, and they usually get these things right. That's the view from them. And I'm sure that soon we will be hearing from the Australians. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology is also one of the organizations that we follow closely to see what are they saying about the weather outlook. And just like the Earth Institute, as well as our local weather bureau, they typically have a closer and a much more accurate eye on these things. So that's, I would say, we are looking to have an excellent season when one considers what South Africa has ahead in store. But the while that is in future and it's something that we are looking at, there's also always have a question of, what about the season that we are ending? Where exactly now are we with that? And I would say the harvest is virtually over across the country because, of course, in a few weeks' time, the guys will start tilling the land, preparing for the new season. But as the farmers deliver their crop, the Crop Estimate Committee goes out there to pretty much assess what the conditions are looking like. We are starting to see a situation where one can say, the crop is much bigger than what we anticipated. What am I saying here? If, for example, one look at the figures that were released at the end of September by the Crop Estimate Committee of South Africa, they lifted the 2024-25 production season crop by 2% from the previous season. They now say, look, we probably have about 19.9 million tons of a crop. That is 2% from the previous month, October. But if you think about it on a year-on-year basis, that is about 28% increase. So 28% year-on-year increase, we are expecting to have an overall crop of about 19.9 million tons. That shows then that the excellent rains, again, that I've mentioned of the past season, they did help a great deal, although there were all of the quality issues here and there. But put the picture together, we pretty much had an excellent season. And of course, the 28% year-on-year increase does mean that there is a slight base effect. But overall, a 19.9 million tons crop is well above the average when you are thinking of it from a South African perspective. What we take then out of this is that we are pretty much going to be at a space where one can say this bodes well for food price inflation. We're already starting to see food price inflation moderating somewhat. And I think that these numbers that we are looking at bodes well for that. The 19.9 million tons crop involve all of the South African grains and the oilseeds. I mean, it's white maize, yellow maize, sunflower, soybeans, sorghum, dry beans. So those are all of the crops, and groundnuts, which is peanuts. Those are all of the crops that we are looking at. If I may zoom for a moment, perhaps maybe on the maize crop was lifted by 2% from where we were in the previous month. And of course, when you're thinking about it from a year-on-year perspective, though, it is up 26%. Of course, there's upward revision on sorghum. There's upward revisions on dry beans. In terms of where is our maize crop, which is, of course, the important one when you think about food price inflation and all of that in South Africa. We now have a maize crop of about 16.1 million tons, which is the one that is up 26% from the previous season. And now you look at this maize crop, you say, how much do we need for ourselves as South Africa? We need for ourselves about 12 million tons of that, which then overall generally implies that we will remain a net exporter when it comes to maize in South Africa. And of course, we expect that this large crop will continue to add the downward pressure on prices in general, which bodes well for the consumer. And of course, it's another conversation if you think about it from a farmer perspective. In terms of soybeans, which is also another important crop in South Africa, we're expecting a soybean crop of about 2.8 million tons. That is up 49%. There's a base effect issue, but also just generally a healthy crop. In sunflower, our sunflower crop is up 12% on a year-on-year basis. We're having a sunflower crop of just over 700,000 tons. In terms of groundnuts, which is peanuts, just over 61,000 tons, up 18% year-on-year. Sorghum, we're expecting a crop of just around 145,000 tons, which is up 48% on year-on-year basis. In the case of dry beans are just over 90,000 tons, up by 79% on a year-on-year basis. Of course, again, the base effect, but also generally that some of these crops are well above the long-term average, which again speaks to that point that we've had what one would consider pretty much an excellent season, thanks to the good rains. All of this means then that in South Africa, we can expect a continuous downward pressure on prices, which is positive for the consumer, but overall a good season. We are ending then this good season, pretty much looking to have another one of an ample crop. So this is a fairly good period for South African agricultural sector. One can say that. Let's see then in the coming weeks what the new season will have in store. But with what we have now, we think it will be an awesome one and an excellent crop that we will be able to get in South Africa. That's all I wanted to put out this week. And as always, continue to follow us across all socials, read our Substack and much of what we write. And thanks to all the folks that help with the work that we do at Kokeli, in my Substack, and at AgriView. Thanks for listening.